Hey, hon. I'm sorry. I had a nightmare. Do you mind if I jump into bed with you? Feel a little weird doing this. You're so nice. Let me stay with you while I'm in town. Happens sometimes when I'm traveling and in a strange place. Well, your place isn't strange, but I haven't been here in a long time. It's not my bed, you know. I'm sorry to wake you. Go back to sleep, okay? Oh, you weren't really sleeping? Yeah. Yeah, those crickets are pretty loud. It's only 5:30 though. I should go back to sleep, okay? Me? Yeah, I'm tired, but you know, sometimes I wake up early. Plus, I'm a little bit jet lagged. I'm in a different time zone. But it's nice to just be cozy in the dark. Really appreciate you letting me jump in the bed with you. Hope it doesn't make you uncomfortable. Are you sure? Yeah, it's nice. I love it that we're such old friends that I can feel comfortable doing that. And I know you won't be weird about it, you know? What do you mean? Oh yeah, it's been a while since you've had a warm body in the bed. Do you want me to scratch your head? I know how much you love that. Yeah, I remember how you used to ask me to do that all the time. Feels good, right? This is always my favorite thing when I'd go to the hairdresser. What about my mom, a hairdresser? You know what I mean. The salon. I have to laugh sometimes the way I talk. But anyway, I was saying, when I go to the salon, I go to this, because you know I keep my hair long. And I have straight hair, so I go to Japanese hair people, because they know how to cut straight hair really well. But also, because they always give it a good scalp massage, they're really into that. So you should try it. You know, they do it for guys too, it's great. They always do this, you know, the shampoo and everything, and then they'll give you like a scalp massage, and then give you like a hot towel on your nape. It's awesome. There, that's that. Aw. Keep going. You want me to just keep scratching your head, those sunrises? Oh, you haven't been. be sad. Everyone should have hands on them. What about getting a massage or something? Not the same. Do you mean like you just want to be touched by someone you know who cares about you? Not someone you're paying? Well, that sounded weird, but you know what I mean. Well, if you want to turn around your belly, I can rub your back. Just stroke your back if you'd like. You already have your shirt off. Hmm? Yeah. No, I don't mind. Of course not, silly. Yeah. Or lower. Hmm? Do I feel weird doing this? No. I mean, one of my oldest friends. I mean, it is a little bit different, I guess. Never. I don't think we've ever had so much so-called physical contact, or I should say prolonged. It's not prolonged. I mean, I've only been doing it for a minute, but. God, it makes you feel good. How's that? You want more pressure? You want lighter? Is it like that? Yeah. You know how I mean, it's natural to want to crave human touch. That comes from infancy, you know. I read somewhere that newborns crave the touch. That's why it's really better for the mom to room in with their baby. You know, back in the day, remember, if you watched like movies in the 50s or whatever, you know, they always had like the babies in the nursery and the mom in their room. But nowadays, in most hospitals, they encourage baby to room in with the mom. You know, so that mom's always like putting her hands on the baby. Or it could be dad too, but you know, usually it's the mom because, you know, she just gave birth and all. But it could also be the dad, you know, like if you're adopting or if mom is sick or something and dad needs to take care of baby. But it's all about the touch, right? It's a very early imprint. And, I mean, I can't really cite a source, but I'm sure there have been studies about babies not thriving because of human touch, you know? Or vice versa, say, you know, slightly premature babies thriving, flourishing, really, because of the attention they receive. Anyway, I don't even know how I got on that tangent. Just to say, I guess it's natural to want to crave human touch, you know. Sure, I'll stroke your chest. You want to roll over? Yeah. There, baby. I love you so much. One of my best friends ever. It just feels nice. You've been working out? I'm just teasing. belly? Oh, here's another tidbit. You know, I'm a trivia queen, right? So when you're rubbing somebody's belly, especially like children, who's like, if you know, you have a niece or a nephew or something and they complain of belly pain or belly discomfort and rub their belly, always rub in a clockwise direction, because that is in the direction of digestion. Yeah, ask me anything. If I don't know, I'll make it up. No, if I don't know, I'll look it up. But more than likely, I'll know a little something about it. And hopefully I'm not wrong, but this I know. Oh, baby, you don't have to apologize. It's normal to have morning wood. It's kind of sexy in a way. Return the favor? You mean rub my back? Sure, I'm not never gonna say no to getting my back rubbed. Oh yeah. Tummy is rumbling a little bit. I guess maybe I'm ready for breakfast soon. Not now though. Okay. Here, I will have my stomach. You're definitely rubbing the fright away. I'm just kidding, I wasn't frightened anymore. You could scratch my scalp. You like, I like that. Ah, yes. Always feels good when you have long hair, because the hair kind of pulls the scalp down a little bit. Or not pulls the scalp down, but you know what I mean. Like, not like you never feel any breeze in my scalp or anything. For all the hair I have. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I guess I've always kept it long. You know, it feels really good too, is if you kind of grab like a small handful and just lightly tug. Yeah. Oh, it feels really good. That was amazing. Maybe kind of run your fingers a little firmly down my spine, like the muscles flanking my spine. Oh yeah, feels good. Oh, you like that? You like that indent between the, yeah. Yeah, I've always had that kind of pronounced, I don't know how you call that. It's sort of a trough between my the muscles of my flanking my spine, I guess. Oh yeah, you like that? Sexy on girls. Are you coming on to me? Feels good, babe. Yeah. so good. Did you want to sleep a little bit more? You want to cuddle? Really? Okay. Are you coming on to me? No. I'm not sure if I want you to or not. Well, you know, I wouldn't want to ruin our friendship, but I don't mind. Cuddling, that is. Shall we spoon? Do you want to be a big spoon or you want to be a little spoon? Big spoon? Okay. Yeah, let me turn. Oh, that feels good. I don't mind if you run your hands on my sides. Yeah, that's true. I guess when a woman is lying on her side, the hourglass always is accentuated. Very expressive. I don't mean to make such sexy sounds. Just responding. I think I make the same sounds when I'm getting a massage. Or I think I do. Oh, you have a nice touch, though. It's good to have your hips pressed into my butt like that. Don't mind you grinding into me like that. I haven't been with anybody in a while either. Are you gonna come in your underwear? Fall asleep, okay? Sleep a little bit more. Okay. I can make you breakfast when I wake up.